Okay.
Ready?
Okay, we're
Ready?
Doing...
Good morning.
Good morning. Shabbos Erevin Shin Ayin Bet. Sorry, it's me again, it's Joseph. Okay, so we're continuing with Si'if Zayin. And just a reminder, this Siman, we're talking about, basically you've got two adjoining... I'm not sure if this helps, but whatever. Basically, you got two adjoining... or this one, two adjoining chatzeros. Basically, you have two chatzeros. I mean, it could be more, but we're basically trying to join two together. And each one, let's say, has a wall around it to make it a reshut seyachid. It could be a gate, it could be a wall. Let's call it a... Basically, we're talking about four walls, and they're connected. And each chatzer has its own house or group of houses who may make their own eruv. But the case is, you want to join one chatzer to another. So from this group of houses, they want to be able to carry into the other people's groups of houses from one chatzer to another. But we have a wall, and there's no way to get through. The only way you can make an eruv to join two chatzeros, right, two groups of houses attached to their own chatzer, is if there's a petach. There has to be some kind of an opening where you can walk through. That's the only way you can join them. So that's what we're trying to figure out. Right? If there'd be a complete wall, and there's no petach from one chatzer to another chatzer, there's no way to make an eruv. If you make an eruv, obviously around the whole city, so then that's including it. But okay. So how do you get from one chatzer to another? Zayin. Nifrat Sakotel. So you have a complete wall between them, but then part of it breaks apart. So Ad Eser Amos Hare Hu Kepetach. If it's the opening that breaks is now going to be less than 10 Amos, so that's a proper opening. And right, or the wall is falls apart where now there's less, it's less than 10 high. We're going to see that. V'hu Shelo Yehei Nifrats Bimiluo. But it can't be where the entire wall between the two chatzeros disappeared. Because then, basically, it's not an opening, like a doorway, it's not a petach, but it's a complete opening. And what you basically end up with is one giant chatzer. Right? If there's no wall in between, you would need at least, on one side, we learned this already, four tfachim, or at least a mashuhu on both sides to separate them. And then it's called an opening. But it can't be more than 10. Okay. Then you can't even carry, if it's one giant chatzer, one house can't even carry into its own chatzer, unless it makes a wall or it makes an eruv with the other batim from the other chatzer. Because you only have three walls. Or the wall in between the two chatzeros was never a proper wall. It was never 10 tefachim high. And therefore, you have one giant chatzer. And the only way to carry from your bayit into the chatzer, or more than dalet amos within the chatzer, is if you join them all together. Or you build a proper wall in between. Okay. Chet. Kotel sheben shtei chatzeros gavo asaras l'shneim. Now there's going to be another way to connect them. So one way is, To join two chatzeros is you break a portion of the wall of dalet tfachim wide. That's basically the case we just had. And now you have a doorway. So then, once you have a doorway, you can keep them two chatzeros completely separate, or you could combine them. In other words, you have a choice. In the previous case, if you have two chatzeros next to each other, and each chatzer has its own batim, then you have a choice. All those batim can only carry within that chatzer together. They can make their own eruv. Or they have a choice of joining up with the other batim of the other chatzer, and then they can each carry all the way into each other's houses and both chatzeros. Okay, so here again, chet. Kotel sheben shtei chatzeres kavo asar lishneim. You have a proper wall in between them. Vehe midei tzel kotel sulam rachav arba'a. So now, instead of making a proper doorway that we're used to, like the door, a gate that opens up, you put up a ladder. Vehen kenegdo bechatzer ashniya. You put up a ladder on both sides of the wall. So now the ladder is acting as your doorway. But you have to have a ladder on both sides, and the ladder has to be at least four tefachim wide in order to be considered a doorway. Right? Afilo ein asulamot zo keneged zo. Im ein b'neim shlosha chashivei kepetach. Now, both ladders on each side have to be either opposite each other exactly, or they can be even not opposite each other exactly, as long as one edge touches the other edge, or it's within 3 tfachim of each other. However, if it's more, hayu muflagim zo mikeneged zo shlosha, what if they're farther apart than 3 tfachim from each other? So there's no din lavu, they don't connect. However, im hakotel, now, by the way, this wall in between the chatzeros, depending on your case, the wall could be a thick wall that's 4 tfachim wide or thick, or it could be less than 4 tfachim. And if it's less than 4 tfachim, it's generally going to be considered a makom patur, right? It's above 10 tfachim. It's a wall above 10 tfachim. And if it's a 4x4, so then it could either, depending on the situation, it could be a rishus hayachid or a karmelis. But let's, probably it's rishus hayachid in general. It's above 10 from the floor. Okay. But we'll see. Depends on the case. Hayu muflagim zek mikeneged zo shlosha. If the two ladders are separate from each other, of more than 3 tfachim, im hakotel rachav arba'a adayin chashuvim kapetach. If the wall is 4 tfachim thick, then basically it becomes like a hallway or a corridor from one sulam to the one ladder to the other ladder. Im eino rachav arba'a lo chashiv kapetach. But if it's less than 4 tfachim, you can't walk on there. It's not a walkway, and therefore the ladders must be connected to each other at least within 3 tfachim. Ve'ezes sulam amru. What kind of a ladder are we talking about? Kishyesh bo arba'a shlivot. There has to at least be 4 rungs. Aval bepacho mikan lo. But if it's less than 4 rungs, lo. Okay. Ela imkein zerotav v'shivotav kavedos. Ela, unless the entire ladder, including the rungs with the sides, a complete ladder, right? Sha'az kovdo kovo. If it's heavy, then it's good enough. It has to be where it's difficult to move. And if it's got 4 rungs or more, we consider it difficult to move. So, and if it's really light, like, I don't know, just a 2-step ladder or a chair, it's easy to move, that's not good enough. It has to be where it's big enough or heavy enough that it's difficult to move, and then that's good. V'im ein ha-kotel gavoa ela asara. If the wall is exactly 10, v'zokev sulam gavoa shiva umah shubim eshech arba'a itza kotel. If the minimum size of a wall is 10, so the initial example is, if the wall is exactly 10, right, since that's the minimum, then the minimum height of a sulam has to be 7 and something. So that the top of the, and it has to at least be 4 wide for that entire 7 and a mashahu. And then it's considered, it reaches the top of the ladder and it's a full walkway and it's like a proper petach. So then, you have to have 4 steps close enough. Or it could be less, and it could be heavy, and you can attach it with a nail. But it all depends. These are like minimums, so it depends on the situation how it all plays out.
The ladder doesn't need to get to the top of the wall.
No, it does not need to get.
Enough rungs that you can step over it.
It needs to have enough rungs. We're going to see. Basically, the rungs need to keep it simple and clean. The rungs must be within 3 tefachim of each other. And basically what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, a wall could be as tall as you want it to be. But the ladder has to be as tall as the wall or within the height of the wall of just under 3 tefachim.
So that you can use it.
If this every step can't be more than 3 tefachim, then it's not considered a walkway.
What if the wall is 20?
Right, so then the sulam has to be 20 or within 3 tefachim of 20. Could be as high as the Empire State Building. Okay. Matir bein lishtamish alav bein la'arev yachad. So once the ladder reaches the top of, or close to the top of the wall, then you can now use the wall to put something on it, and you can even consider that a proper doorway, and you can make an eruv from one to another and walk across. Kevan shelo nishar shlosha ad rosh hakotel. The main thing is it can't be farther than 3 tefachim from the top of the kotel. Okay. Akar chulia. Now you're going to see this in a moment. In order to be a proper petach, to make an eruv from one to another, the sulam has to be within 3 tefachim of the top of the wall. But in order to use the top of the wall, just to put something on it, it could be it doesn't need to be within three, because it's not a walking doorway. It's just you're just using it. We'll see the case, but just so you understand, there's a small distinction with that one. Okay. Akar chuya mirosh hakotel lema'ato migova asara imyeshba meshech arba'a. Let's say you have a wall that's exactly 10 high, and you carve out for the whole thickness of the wall of a width of 4 tfachim. So you make yourself basically like a walkway through the wall, and you're lowering it. So now this 4 tfachim is less than 10 tfachim. So now that's considered, so now the wall is, for those 4 tfachim, you basically eliminate a wall, and you're basically transforming that into a petach. Let's see. Akar chulya, you dig out, merosh hakotel lema'ato migova asara, im yesh meshech arba'a, so mehani bein lasot petach la'arev, yachad, bein inyan shechol ishtamesh bekol hakotel. So now that makes it where it's like a petach, and you can use the entire wall if it's 4 tfachim wide. Okay, v'im ein bo arba'a, and if it's not 4 tfachim wide, eino chashuv kepetach la'arev yachad, then it's not a proper petach. V'chein eino mo'el yishtamish b'kol hakotel, and also you can't use the entire wall. You can maybe use that area, but you can't use the entire wall because it's not considered like a corridor. It's not considered the whole pathway. She'enu mishtamish ela keneged hamakom shenitmeit. So then you can put things on there, but you cannot use the entire wall. Okay, I think that's good enough. Dirshu points out two explanations why it has to be within three tefachim. Chazon Ish says based on because it's not normal or it's difficult to take a step higher than three tefachim. Another explanation is because it has to do with the din of lavud. Okay. All right. Basically, though, just make a proper doorway or make a proper ladder, and that's the real simple cases that'll work to connect. Tet bana itzaba. Now you're going to build a platform within three tefachim away from the wall. Has to be within three tefachim of the wall or against the wall. So then you're building a platform. Itza koto lemato migova asara. So now the difference between this platform and the top of the wall is less than 10 tfachim. So im yesh ba arba'a orach lemeshech hakotel ubuletet arba'a. So now, if this platform is going to be a full 4x4, mo'el ishtamish b'kol hakotel. Now, since it's within 10 tfachim at the top of the wall, you can now use that portion opposite the itzteba to put things down in. But it's not a proper doorway because a doorway has to be walkable. So you need to have rungs that are reaching all within three tefachim of each other. So it's not a petach. Arev yachad ad sheyagia l'rosh hakotel. So that's not going to help you. The Mishnah Berurah does point out actually that the machloket in the poskim, and he says bishat etchak, this could even be used as a petach. Okay. V'im ein ba arba'a l'arba'a. Now, if the itzaba is not 4x4, so it's not like a proper, just like a little thing in the road. It's in the chatzer. It's not a proper platform. Ein amoya afil ishtamish kenegdo. So then, it's not going to help you to be able to start using the wall to put things on it. Okay, but it's basically you're taking it from one rishus to another. And if this wall is now, I don't know if we mentioned it, but anytime you have this wall in between the two chatzeros, to clarify. If the wall is less than 4 tefachim, so you can put things on top of it, because it's called a makom patur, no problem. But if it's more than 4 tefachim, then it's more of a makom chashuv, or a shesa yachid, and you cannot put things on top of it unless you make an eruv. You would be able to put things on it, because a chatzer can put things onto there, but the problem is, you have another guy on the other side of the wall who's sharing that same wall. So since it's a makom chashuv of 4 tefachim, if that wall would be 4 thick, then you can't put things on there unless you make an error between the two of you. Okay, yud. Kafa sefil sheyeshbo arba al arba'a. Now here you have like a step stool, a chair, or something, where it's 4x4.
Sefil.
Stuff for a cup, a buck,
a
container. Yeah, like a bucket.
Basin.
Bucket. Okay, very good. So basically, you're putting something on the floor. And that's 4x4. The gavoa kol shehu umid bo gova me'asara. So now, the point is, it makes it where it's similar to the itztava situation, where it's going now, the top of this basin, or whatever it is, bucket, is less than 10 from the top of the wall. So then, mutar lishtamish mikeneged hamiyut. So where that object is, you can put things on top of the wall, which is like just using that spot. Ubilvad shechabrenu betit. But the sefil has to be attached to the ground with mud or some kind of cement where it makes it difficult to move. It could be a nail. The case of the itztava, the Mishnah Berurah says, it also has to be attached to the ground or probably in the Shaar Tzion, as long as it's heavy enough. See, a sefil is easy to move. An itztava, it's more of a heavy platform. So just like a ladder, we said, as long as the ladder has a certain weight or a certain size, also it's you don't have to attach it to the ground. Okay. Yud Aleph. So a ladder, the halacha, I believe, is simply if it has four rungs or it's heavy. And some ladders are heavy. I know I have one ladder that's, some are very light and some are quite heavy, especially when they fold up or if it's made of wood. Okay. Yud Aleph. Bana itztaba al itztaba. Now what if you're building one on top of another? So im yesh betachton arba al arba'a. Or in ba arba al arba'a. V'yesh ba'al yon arba al arba'a. You have to have at least an area of 4x4. 4x4 tefachim that makes it somewhat chashuv, that allows you to use that portion of the wall next to it, just as like a place to put things down, as a resting spot. It's noach to use, it's easy to use, it's okay, and so therefore it's you're allowed to. Ve'ein bein zo lezo shlosh tefachim, but there can't be more than three tefachim apart from each itztaba, so the mahani lahatil ishtamish alav. But it's not good enough unless it's going to act as a proper ladder and you end up having turns into steps. So then it could be, then you can use that as an eruv. Yudbet, ziz. So now a ziz is, let's say, right outside. It's generally like a balcony that doesn't have walls. That's the normal case of a ziz. Okay. So let's say you have, we've had aziz before. So basically now it's a whole discussion in the Gemara, we're showing him how to understand it. Basically you can have aziz opposite each other. Let's say you have two buildings opposite each other, a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. And now you're having two balconies opposite each other. Or on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, you have two, right? On the same side of the street, you have two apartments, and you have two zizim sticking out, and it's also opposite each other sideways. Okay. So you want to connect the two, so you can walk across the Rishus HaRabim. Mm-hmm. So ziz, I think that's the case. Let's keep reading, we'll see.
I think also on the
chatzer. A what? Or a chatzer, yeah? Right. It's also going to be able to adjoin two chatzeros. The thing though is, if it's two houses that are connected to each other, we learned, it could be above 10 tefachim. This adjoining platform. But for a chatzer, from one chatzer to another, I believe any balcony to, so if it's just a ziz to another ziz, it might have to be below 10 tefachim to work. So that's what we learned. Okay. I have to think how that works exactly with two balconies.
So less than 9 tefachim from less than 10 tefachim from the floor and less than 10 tefachim from the top.
Right. So ziz, exactly. So ziz, hayotze min hakotel. Yesh barba arba. So now it's at least 4x4. And presumably we're assuming it has a din of a reshos hayachid. V'hiniach alav sulam kol shehu. And now, okay, so the first case is right now you have one ziz and one apartment and you want to connect it to the floor. So you put a ladder that goes from the bottom of the floor. The bottom of the ladder reaches the floor and the top of the ladder reaches this platform on top, like this open balcony, this is. Mo'il lahatir lo tashmish hakotel. So then, you're allowed to, you can use it.
So the ladder's on the ziz? No.
No, no.
Not yet. The
look at the
up to the
yeah. You look at the picture over here, for example.
Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. So now mo'il lahatir lo tashmish hakotel. So now you can use the wall. Vehu shelo tehei shliva tachtona gavua min haaretz shlosha v'lo yehei ben shliva lishliva shlosha. So basically, that means you can use the top of the Z's. You just have to make sure there's no break of three tefachim from the bottom rung to the floor or the top rung to the Z's. And then you're allowed to carry from the bottom to the top. And that's what it means. It means the top of the ladder is resting on the Z's. But if it has to be where the ladder is leaning on the Z's and not leaning on the house, on the wall of the building next to the Z's. It has to actually be connecting. And then that creates a connection. The kol zman she'ein gavoa hakotel esrim tfachim dai bezizechad shemanicho be'emsa. And if the height of the top Z's is 20, so then you can just have another Z's in the middle. And that'll break it up, so it's up to 10 and 10. Shere ein gavoa sara ad aziz, velo gavoa sara menu ad rosh hakotel. So, or if you have along the wall, and you want to be able to put things on top of a wall, so then you just have to have where every ziz is within 10 of each other, and then you're allowed to kilu stand on one ziz and put things down on the other, and it's not considered in its own rashut and aser. So then it's mutter as long as it's within 10 tefachim. So then, sarich shnei zizin. So then, if it's 20 high, then or more, you're going to need to have at least two zizin. Echad betoch hasar tachtonim. So you have one within the bottom 10. Ve'echad lamala mimenu betoch asara halyonim. Then within the next 10, you never have a break of more than 10 tefachim. Shiim or a full 10 tefachim. Shiim aya ziz gavo asara lo sagi le'besavan oshehu. Because once you have more than 10, then a sulam of a kosher who's not enough. V'hu shelo yu azizin ze keneged ze sh'roi lahatil sulam mize leze.
Yeah,
I don't know if I sent a picture. You want to show me your picture? I don't know if I had this picture.
I can't find this.
You want to show me the, or put it here? I don't think I have a picture of that one.
Original one, 10 tefachim from, less than 10 from the wall, less than 10 from the top. The ladder is leaning on the ziz. The ladder cannot be leaning on the wall. And here is the case of two zizim.
I'll show it up
there. Is that this picture?
Yeah, basically it's the same. Basically it's the same. Okay, fine.
For those that are listening, picture number picture number three.
You have two zizin, one on top of another, but they have to be within 10 tefachim of each other. Each one has to be dollar by dollar to be to keep working with it. Yeah. All right, so basically, if I understand it correctly, it has to be less than 10 tefachim if you want the sulam to be narrow, less than 4 tefachim. But if the sulam is wider than 4 tefachim, then you're not stuck with this, you're not limited to 10 tefachim apart from each other. The ziz can be higher than 10 tefachim because if you have a proper sulam, that's at least 4 wide, right? This limit of 10 tefachim is allowing you to use a ladder that's thinner, more narrow than 4 tefachim. Okay, Yud Gimel. He'emit shnei sulamot ze bezad ze, v'lo haya b'shnei ha'meshech arba'a. So now you want to use it as a proper, like a doorway, and so you need a proper sulam of 4. So then, we learned this, the ladder has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. But what if you have two very thin ladders and you put them next to each other and there's airspace in between? So that's not okay. Because the ladder, people walk in the middle of the ladder and it has to have the rungs in the middle. V'yarchikam, here let's keep reading. V'yarchikam zem mizeh kadeshiyah b'shneyam arba'a, u'milei ha'avir sh'neyam b'kash. So now the two ends of the sulam are four wide, but the airspace is, there's airspace in the middle. So then, and you want to put in straw in the middle. Eino mo'il, it doesn't do anything for you, it's the same as air. Lo la'atir l'ishtamish alav v'lo la'arev yachad. It doesn't do anything for you, but people, shemakol ma'amad araglayim hu be'emtza sulam, because where people walk is always in the middle of a ladder. Ve'ein ra'uy la'alot b'kash, and you can't stand on kash, you'll fall right through. So that doesn't help. However, v'im hemi the sulam be'emtza, but if you have a narrow ladder, right in the middle, right, wherever you put that ladder, that's the middle. V'hakash min etzad, and then on the two sides of the ladder you add straw, so now it has the thickness of four tefachim wide, but you don't need to walk on the sides, you just have to walk in the middle. So mehane, that actually works. That's a way to, even if you have a very thin ladder, and it's not four tefachim wide, you can still add stuff to the side. Mehane bein la'atir lishtamish alav bein la'arev yachad. Whether, depends on what the case is, but whether you just want to use it to put things on top of aziz, to put things down, or in order to actually climb on it and use it as a proper doorway to get from one side to the other, or make an arrow from one side to the other. Yudalit. In sulam rachav arba'a v'chakak etzla b'kotel ashlim al arba'a, very similar case. You have a narrow sulam, it's not four wide. So what do? You dig into the wall itself, right next to it, to make it four wide. Dailo shiachok begova asara. So that works. And you only have to start digging into the sides of the wall to make it four tefachim wide for the first ten tefachim. V'im lo he'em mit sulam klal. V'im lo, because it only needs to be four wide for the bottom four. V'im lo he'em mit sulam klal, and if there's no sulam whatsoever, ela chakot pakoto kamin shlivot shel sulam. La'alot bo, there's no ladder. You just carved out steps into the wall. So then, tzarech shiachok b'chol gova hakotel. Then it has to go to the top, right? Because it has to reach the top of the ladder, or within three tefachim of the top of the wall, I mean. It has to reach within the top of the wall, or within three tefachim of the top of the wall. So as long as you have part of the sulam continuing, that's fine. Or if the whole rung is made out of the wall itself, then that also works, and you just have to keep making these grooves into the wall until the top. Umoyo bein lahatir, the tashmish, bein la'arev yachad. And that works for either one. I think we'll stop. Okay, similar case will be with the tree, and we'll continue.